If you have an idea, you have the freedom to do it or to pursue it. Whether you achieve it or not, that's another question. Firuz Shojai from Iran. I drive a taxi cab.
Immigration. It's a contentious issue, especially illegal immigration, and a lot of people are talking about it. Whether it's Arizona's controversial new law requiring citizens to produce papers proving their legal status, or President Obama's decision to send additional National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. As the battle over comprehensive reform heats up, everyone has an opinion.
Candidates, please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
What's less discussed is the final stage of legal immigration, the naturalization process for new citizens. We wanted to find out more about naturalized citizens like Firuz, who they were, why they came to the U.S., and what the citizenship process was like.
The Senate and the House, that's right.
Prospective citizens attend citizenship classes to prepare for their interview, which is a kind of final test to become a citizen. This point in the process is the final stage. Some prospective citizens wait to become eligible for years, but if they make it to this stage, they would go in for an interview, where there are 100 possible questions ranging from who wrote the Federalist Papers to who's the governor of your state. They are asked 10 and need to get 6 right. After candidates pass, they normally attend a naturalization ceremony, like the one Reason TV attended in Fairfax County. These are some of the people we met.
My name is Afaf Gatri, and I'm from Sudan.
My name is Eduardo Deras. I come from El Salvador.
My name is Wayne Maynard, and I'm originally from the Caribbean, an island called Nevis.
I was born Christian, and this is my religion. I'm not going to give it up because the government doesn't want me to be Christian.
I'm a computer system engineer, and I'm also own a company, construction company. I'm a general contractor.
Really privileged to be an American citizen and just count it a great opportunity. And my two children were born here. One is 5 years old and one is 1.
Most ceremonies happen in government buildings all over the country. Approximately 750,000 people were naturalized in the United States last year.
To be able to break your day up, to go down and experience, you know, one of the top 5 to 10 moments of a person's life, to be able to be part of that is very special.
The United States has long recognized itself as a nation of immigrants. In the 1970s, roughly 1.5 million people were naturalized, and in the 2000s, 5.7 million people were naturalized. And immigrants continue to come to the United States for the same reasons: the democratic political infrastructure, religious freedom, economic opportunities, to raise their families, and...
one of the rights, not a goal, not an aspiration, a right... the pursuit of happiness.
My passion from childhood was art. So I got my BA and master's in fine arts. I'm a painter.
Whatever the God-given talents you have, whatever the circumstances and skills you will experience or possess, have at it. Pursue your happiness, unfettered by others.
It's the freedom to pursue your happiness that has also made us a cultural leader in the world.
New ideas, new trends in everything, whether it's in politics or art or movies or whatever, starts here in the United States and spreads across the world. This is basically because of the freedom that exists in this country in every respect, and each person in their own field, you know, are free to do whatever they like.
El Salvador, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Ghana.
Every day, all over the U.S., new citizens are being sworn in. The American dream is still as powerful a draw for immigrants all over the world as it's ever been.
I think this is the country where people can speak up. Everyone has rights. And nobody would deny you a right.
I think many of us will tend to take our citizenship for granted. We'll tend to take the freedoms of this country for granted. And we sometimes forget to look around the world and see what other people experience and understand how special the American experience is.